you have a seat. Thank you very much. Father, we thank you that your cup does not run dry. In fact, that you cause our cup to overflow and overrun. Thank you for your favor and for your mercy, for your incredible grace towards us. Father, as we turn to your word, we come and change us and come and renew us. Would you come and challenge our false perceptions, the lies that we have bought into? Would you transform us into to be that which you died for? We thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you very much to our worship team. You look particularly quiet this morning. Hello? How are you doing? Everyone awake? Okay. So we are nearly halfway through Psalm 23. Anyone thought that Psalm 23 had so much in it? So we are continuing to delve into this incredible promise that we find in Psalm 23, that we lack nothing, or if you want to state it in a more positive way, I have all that I need. And this morning we get to the part where God is the one who is our way through. So we've looked at the fact that He's our provider, our rest, our strength, our peace, our guidance, but He's also our way through. And we read a well-known verse. Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. And we're going to pull this verse apart a little bit, and there's three or four things we want to focus on. The first one is that we are supposed to be walking through these valleys. It was never the idea that we are to be stuck in the valley spaces, in the difficult spaces. We're not supposed to be stuck in the shadow of death. But clearly it says, when I walk through. And I want to remind you that in the beginning of the year, we started out with a prophetic word for the year that was walk right through. I don't know if some of you still remember that. Every now and then when I go through a difficult season, I think back on that. That God gave us a promise in the beginning of the year that He would help us and cause us to walk through these seasons. And the verse that we used was in Luke 4, 28 to 30. Jesus said something that upset the people, and all the people in the synagogue were furious when they heard this. They got up, drove Him out of town, took Him to the brow of the hill on which the town was built in order to throw Him off the cliff. Just to stop there for a moment. Just try and imagine the scene. These guys are upset with Jesus. They take Him up out of the temple. They march Him to the edge of the cliff. They have some intent. They have the numbers on their side. They're going to throw Him off the cliff. And then the next moment He just says, but He walked right through the crowd and went on His way. An incredible miracle. Something supernatural happened in that moment. And just as Jesus had the ability to walk right through, David declares that when I go through the valley, I am going through. Isaiah 43 and verse 16, this is about God opening the Red Sea. God declares, I am the Lord who opened a way through the waters, making a dry path through the sea. If you remember the Israelites, if you look at their geography, they have mountains on the side. They have the Red Sea in front of them. They have an approaching army from the back. They are cornered. They are surrounded. There is no way out. God comes and He opens a way for them to walk through. Some of you this morning might be finding yourself in one of those valleys. One of those difficult seasons, one of those challenging times. And I want to start off by saying that God says that you can walk through. You can get to the other side. You can get out of the valley. You can go through that. And we've got to start by saying to ourselves, maybe we've been stuck in this season for too long. Maybe we've been stuck in this space for too long. It's time to remember that God is the God who opens the waters, who makes a way where there is no way. In John 10, when we read about the good shepherd, Jesus himself says, I am the gate. He is the one through whom we go in and out. Those who come in through me will be saved, and they will come and go freely and will find good pasture. There's no good pasture down in a valley. We've got to get out of that space to get to the place of rest and of His provision. Are you stuck? I want you to hear this, that you are supposed to walk through that season. You are supposed to get to the other side. It might mean that you are still in that season and you might be there for a little while, but you can't set up your camp there. You have got to keep on walking through and allow God to take you through. So David declares, even when I walk through the darkest valley, his response is, I will not be afraid. I will not be afraid. One of the most commonest things that we find ourselves in, the emotion we find when we are in these difficult seasons, is to be fearful, to be anxious, to worry, to ponder, to fix our thoughts on the space where we find ourselves, and that causes us to get stuck. Instead of holding on to God's promise that we can go through this. So last week I shared a thought that each of these lines, each of these sentences, each of these phrases, as we've looked through them, can be used as a prayer. And we can pray that back to God. And the scriptures surrounding that thought we can use as prayer language. And it can be an incredibly powerful prayer. But as I was reading just through Psalm 23 again, I just saw it from a slightly different perspective. You see, David says this. And what I read and maybe just saw for the first time, and maybe you've always noticed this, this is David's testimony. This is the declaration that David makes about his life. So he declares, the Lord is my shepherd. That's the foundation of this. And then David declares, I have all that I need. I have no lack. God has provided in all of my needs. Then David declares, He lets me rest in green pastures. He lets me rest in His provision. And David says, that is what I've experienced. And maybe if you have a conversation with David, you can chat to him. And he can say to you, but this is what the circumstances was. But God came through and He caused me to rest in green meadows. The Lord, my shepherd, He's the one who has led me to peaceful streams. Yes, there were difficult seasons. There were challenging times. But He led me to a place of peace. And now my testimony is that I am experiencing the peace of God in my life. He's renewed my strength. If we read the story of David, that's over and over. We see this. Remember when he cries out, he says, God, how long will this continue? How long will my enemies pursue me? How long before you rescue me? Oh, my soul, why are you so downcast within yourself? He says, in those seasons, what happened is God renewed my strength. He lifted me up. He enabled me to fight another battle. And his testimony is that he has always been the one to lead me. And again, if you look at the history of David and the unfolding of his life, he took some very strange turns. His journey was not a straight line. And he declares that God has always been the one, my shepherd has been the one to lead me and to guide me. And he's brought me to this place where every step that I take in the direction that he's leading me is bringing honor and glory to his name. And because this is the testimony of David's life, because this is what he has experienced, this is how he knows God to be, he can say, I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid when I go into the difficult season. I'm not afraid when I face a challenge because I know that I have all I need. God's shown me over and over and over that he is able to provide. I can rest in his provision. He will lead me to green pastures. He will cause me to live in peace. When everyone around me is running around, I can experience his peace. He's the one who in countless times has renewed my strength. He will renew my strength again. I'm not afraid of this season because I know that God has come through and will come through again. That's why testimonies are important. That's why it's important that we share what we experience. Because we stir each other's faith, but we also remind ourselves of the fact that God is faithful. John 14, 1-2, it says, do not let your hearts be troubled when you go through these valleys. Trust in God and trust also in me. He declares, there is more than enough room in my Father's house, my Father's home. If it were not so, would I have not have told you that I'm going to prepare a place for you? Jesus here is talking about our ultimate fear. Will there be space in his house one day for us? Another language, will we go to heaven, will we go to hell? Is there space for us in God's house? And God says, don't let your heart be troubled. When you go through the difficulty of life, my promise is that I will go and prepare a place for you. You don't have to have your heart be troubled. In John 16, 33, I have told you all this so that you may have peace in me. Here on earth, you will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart because I have overcome the world. Two things, I don't have to be afraid. But there's also a little bit of the going through in that. I don't need to get stuck because Jesus has conquered this world and the challenges and the trials of this world. And I can go through. How do I do that? Philippians 4, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all that he has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything that we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and your minds as you live in Christ. See, if you, like David, can declare, the Lord is my Lord forever. He's the beginning and the end. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He's the author and the perfecter of my life. And this promise is for you. Then you can go to him. And you can say, God, my friend David told me that he has everything that he needs, that you were able to provide for him, that you've led him to rest and to peace, that you've renewed his strength, that you've been guiding him all this time. He's told me the stories of what you did. God, but now I find myself, just like my friend David, in a difficult space. God, I'm a little bit afraid. I don't know if I have the faith of my friend David, but he's told me these stories again and again of how you were faithful. Would you come and do something in my heart? Would you cause my heart to be at rest and at peace? as I continue to serve you and follow you. You don't have to be afraid. You don't have to live in fear. You can understand that this season that you find yourself in is temporary, because you were called to go through this valley, and God has always been faithful. Then David declares, the reason why I'm not afraid in the midst of this difficult season is because you are with me, Lord. You are close beside me. Your presence is with me. We close the worship set with that song, your presence is heaven to me. One day, when we get to be with Jesus forever, we will be in his presence forever. There will be no distractions, and he will be the complete light of our life, always. Here on earth, you and I, we have a choice. We can live in his presence, or we can live outside of his presence. But that's not something that he's limiting from his side. It is our choice and our decision. And we can always live in his presence. We can recognize his presence. We just celebrated communion, or partook in communion this morning. It's because of his body and it's because of his blood that we have access to his presence, and that we know that he is close beside us. If you find yourself in a difficult season this morning, I want to remind you that you are supposed to go through that season, not get stuck in that season. I want to remind you that you don't need to be afraid. And I want to tell you that the reason why you don't have to be afraid is because God is with you. Isaiah 43 and verse 2. When you go through the deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you. Why? Because God says, I am there with you. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they go through their valley. They get thrown into a fiery furnace. They're not afraid. They make the declaration, God is able to save us, and even if he does not save us, we will not bow the knee to an idol. We will continue to serve our God. When they throw them into the fire, it says it's so hot that even the people throwing them in are burned and killed. And then suddenly, the king says, but there's four. Didn't we throw three into the fire? Now there's four. What's happening? Because God made a promise that when we go through these seasons, he will be with us. Hebrews 13, 5 to 6. And God says, I will never leave you and I will never forsake you. No matter the season, no matter the depth of the valley, he will take you through. He says, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? He's close beside me. If you find yourself, everyone just close your eyes just for a sec. Maybe if you find yourself in a difficult season, normally we encourage people to look up. I want to encourage you just to look down at the valley floor for a moment. There's a certain plant life that grows there. And there's a particular one called the lily of the valley. And for a moment, can I just encourage you to recognize the beauty of the place where you find yourself? Not because of the difficulty, but because God is with you. He's leading and He's directing your steps. And He's the one who will take you through. Stop looking at the cliffs. Stop being overwhelmed. Just realize that He is with you. And because He is with you, this is a place of beauty. This is a place of His presence. And everyone else can fall apart around you. That does not matter, because the Lord is my shepherd and I have all that I need. And He is the one who will bring me to green pastures and to still and quiet streams. He is the one who will renew my strength so that I can get through the season. He's the one who's been guiding me and leading me. And I will continue to trust in Him. Father, I pray that just right now You would just encourage each one with Your presence. Father, when we go through difficult times, it is so difficult to experience Your presence. Father, would You just help us to stop trying? Just realize that You made the way through Jesus. And because of Jesus, we can live in Your presence. And You are close beside us. And then David declares, Your rod and Your staff, they protect and they comfort me. You see how David is building on this thought. When I walk through the difficult season, I will not be afraid. I will not be afraid because God is with me. And because God is with me, I understand that that means that He's got a rod and He's got a staff. Now, a rod is, in our language, it'd probably be a knipple. What's a knipple in English? Not a sambok. A knipple, a short little stick, a baseball bat. What does the shepherd use that word for? That is to protect. He doesn't use that on the sheep. He uses that on the wolf, on the bear, on the lion, on the thief coming to steal and injure the sheep. God has got a rod. Maybe some of you keep a baseball bat under the bed. Just think for a moment, what's the size of God's baseball bat? What can He do with His mighty arm to protect you and to keep you safe? So no matter what I go through, I'm not afraid, because God is with me and He has the ability to protect me. But He also has a staff, and the staff is the one you probably know a little bit better. It's the long stick with the round loop on top. And that God uses not on the lion and the bear and the thief. He uses that on me. And when I go a little bit wayward, when I find myself in a difficult season and I want to try and climb the walls and find my own way out, He just sticks out the staff. He gently nudges me back on the right path. Why? Because He's the one who directs my steps. And He's not doing it from HQ, from up in the sky. He is right there with me, and He's leading me, and He is guiding me. What then shall we say in response to all of these things, to the trials and the tribulations and the shadow of death and the difficult valleys? If God is for us, then who can be against us? What shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? Anything that you can think of that you experience in the dark, difficult valley, God declares, will any of that separate you from my love? And then the highlight in Romans 8, 37 to 39. No. No. In all these things, we are more than conquerors. We are going through We are conquerors through him who loved us. For I'm convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, or any powers, neither height or depth, or anything else in all of creation, nothing, no dark, difficult season, will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. If the confession of my life is the Lord, forever. If I hear the testimony of my friend, the person sitting next to you, if you don't have a friend that's got a good testimony, open your Bible and read about your friend David. Read about his testimony. The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He is the one that causes me to rest in his provision. He is the one who leads me to his peace. He is the one who has renewed my strength. He is the one who has been guiding me all this time. When I go through this difficult season, I will not be afraid. God has shown himself faithful again and again and again. I will not be afraid because I know that he is with me, that he loves me, that he cares for me, that he's got a rod, a big stick to chase away the devourer and the enemy and those who would try to hurt me. And he's got a staff by which he gently leads me and directs me in his steps. He is my way through. Psalm 9, 9 to 10. The Lord is a shelter for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. Those who know your name trust in you, O Lord, for you do not abandon those who search for you. You might close your eyes one more time. Father, thank you that when we search for you, you will not abandon us. You will not turn your ear away from us. Thank you that when we call out, you hear us, that you are close by us. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you came to come and live with us and come and live in us. Thank you that you are the advocate who walks right beside us. And Lord, as we are going through our own individual seasons, for those of us who are going through difficult seasons, through dark valleys, Father, I pray that you would reveal the beauty of your presence. And that we would experience the beauty of your presence as we take the next step. Father, we want to look up and we want to see how you'd protect us with your rod. And you keep the enemy at bay. Thank you that you put us in a bubble and cause us to walk through this season so that you would receive the glory when we get to the other side. Father, I pray that you would remind us of our own past testimonies as individuals or as families, where we have seen your faithfulness. When we find ourselves in this difficult season, would you remind us that you will never leave us and that you will never forsake us. The God that rescued us yesterday is the God who will rescue us today. And is the God who will rescue us tomorrow. Thank you that nothing can separate us from your love. May we know your love even as we walk through difficult seasons. We thank you for that. In Jesus' precious name.